I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
I still say that's one of my top five.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, there's a couple that, you know, obviously sentimental, you know, the Macho Man one, the DDP one, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, Sheriff Cronister, his liner is epic.
Yes.
And he will be here momentarily. You know, he's getting stopped, you know, en route.
Did she say he has get out of free jail tickets?
Yeah.
Because it's like Monopoly, right? You get out of jail.
Well, you know, do you watch Blue Bloods?
No.
Because in Blue Bloods, Commissioner Reagan gives out that.
Oh, okay.
It's like a business
card.
It's
like the Trump pardon, right? Like the Medal of Freedom and Honor that the Belichick had to decline this year. It was the day after the whole riot thing at the Capitol.
Well, he didn't have to.
But he was backed in a corner. How does he accept that award after the Capitol and all the chaos?
We're not.
I'm just saying.
Why do you always do this to me?
What?
I don't want to be brought down. We're trying to, and then you got to keep riling me up.
I'm just asking for a free get out of jail card. That's all I want.
You ain't even going to be on, so we don't have to worry about that. So no longer involved is Matt, as we're waiting for our well-dressed, very well-dressed next guest. Are you going to behave? Well, you're talking. You know your mic's not on, so why?
I'm behind the safety glass. Of course I'm being safe. I'm going to be careful.
Ah.
The sheriff's here. He has a gun. I don't want to get...
Brooks Bowl 55.
Are you tired of saying that already?
No, I think it's cool.
But was Derek Brooks really that great of a buck? I mean, top five, maybe.
Top three.
No.
Top three.
Top maybe. No, top five.
Does anybody else?
Warren Sapp, obviously.
Does anybody else have a gold jacket?
Doug Williams. How you doing? Hey, Sheriff, how are you? Good to see you.
Sir. Good to see you again. All right. So, yes, he is top three because he has, you know, the gold jacket. And I've always said that it bothers me when people, because they dislike Warren, they don't list him at three. They don't list him at two. He has a gold jacket. But now let's welcome the man who has
no
a green jacket.
A green jacket. You know what? I'd like to have a gold jacket. That green jacket is just not as flattering as the gold one.
Sheriff, how are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
Not too bad.
This is certainly different than when we hooked up last year.
And that's what I was just going to say. We talked about having so much, you know, fun, and there was these parties, and there was going to be all sorts of stuff. It's kind of crazy. But, you know, what I was interested in when I saw that you had your press conference today, has this made this more that you have to do, or in a way less, because there's not so many things going on?
Well, and you're exactly right. Great question. In one regard, there's a lot less. In one regard, there's a lot more, because we split the responsibilities with the Tampa Police Department. Half the stadium, half the escorts, half one of the team hotels. Well, we have the NFC team. So the NFC team happens to be our town home, you know, Buccaneers. So as you could imagine, a lot more responsibility that comes with that. It's not just the team hotel. Now it's security at One Buck Place, the escorts that come with the family members that would normally be at a hotel, coaches, staff. We have half the entertainment getting into the stadium, and then the visiting owners. So in some regards, you're exactly right. It's less, because even we were talking about it last year. I couldn't wait for this year. There were so many parties. And it was going to be
great. I was waiting for your call, because you said we were set.
We were going to have a blast. And, I mean, so many people waiting for the call. And then it's like, okay, there's no calls to make. There's nothing happening. You know, we have the NFL experience down at Julie B. Lane. But last year when the three of us were talking, there were so many different events that were going to happen, you know, from Sports Illustrated to Net Jets to the Rolls Royce was having a party. The Armature Works was being leased out. Ybor City was totally leased out. And then everyone pulled out, and all the concerts, everything that we were looking forward to. So in some regards, it's sad. It's sad. I think it'll still be a great game, but I'm hoping that what the NFL sees is how gracious of hosts that we are, even in a pandemic, and that they pick Tampa to come back again, where we can truly show them, like the three of us already know, how special of a place this is.
ABC had me on last night, and they asked me to compare, you know, this to last year, and obviously that's no comparison.
Yeah, look around.
This is upsetting, but this is what I threw at her. You know, take away, you know, I'm not trying to make light of the virus. It's awful. You know, one lost life is one loss
too many. 100%.
But which would you rather have, the excitement and enjoyment. Well, God, I shouldn't ask because, because of the team that lost last year.
He's biased.
But what I was going to ask is,
hold on. Maybe none of my family members are listening. Right. I can answer this question.
Well, you know, kind of what I said yesterday, take away, you know, all the bad stuff. Which would you rather have last year and it not be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in it, or this, as bad as it is, but to have our local team, first time ever, playing in their stadium?
I'd have to pick our home team, you know, making history, and not just making history, but I'm hoping making history by when. I hope we're talking about this security plan that we're working on for 2 years. I hope we're talking about during the game that the game's going that well, that we're talking about the after party. And then we're talking about, you're exactly right. Hopefully they'll give us Sunday night, Monday to lay out the parade and get the security together for that. Listen, that's issues that I'm more than glad to tackle. I hope that's the direction we're going.
Let me ask you a question about tickets, and it's not what somebody, you know, warned me about counterfeit tickets.
Yeah.
You know, do you expect it to be more because the value that they're going for, there's less tickets available, or do you think it's almost to a point where now people know better? And I want to tell you a quick story.
Yeah.
On Facebook, somebody said they had 5 tickets to sell. Now, first of all, red flag should go up.
Right. You got 2 together or 4 together.
Right.
There's no 5
they
together.
They had 5 tickets.
They're not selling them in those type of blocks here with the pandemic.
So I like to play the game. I like to play along. You know, I'm not stupid, but I enjoy it. So I played like, yeah, I'm willing to buy them. How much are they? $1,000 a piece. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's those deals, and we all have to know that when deals sound too good to be true. Same with merchandise. We know how expensive NFL sanctioned merchandise is, but it's the better quality, it's better sewn and everything else. If someone comes up and you see that $150 pullover, you know, someone wants 15, 10 bucks for it, you know, maybe even negotiate down to 5, you're probably not getting that merchandise. I don't know if you guys heard the Homeland Security did a great job. They busted a guy up in Pasco County. He had $53 million worth of counterfeit merchandise that he was going to flood the Tampa Bay market with.
Wow.
And a lot of times people don't know, but you're exactly right. As far as the counterfeit tickets, he was selling Super Bowl rings for $500. We know how expensive Super Bowl rings are. But to get back to your question with the tickets, I'm hoping that now that they're electronic and they're being controlled that way, I do think that adds is much of a reason why they did it because of COVID and being paperless and for sanitary reasons. I think the fact that they're electronic like that and the way they come out, if you've seen one electronically, I'm hoping that will prevent some of that counterfeit ticket sales. But again, the last thing you want to do is how expensive they're going. You see that they're $6,000, $7,000 and they're way up in the nosebleeds. Well, if someone has a ticket for $1,000, there's a pretty good indication that when you go Sunday to scan that ticket, it's not going to work.
Here's something that I was concerned as I was playing the game with this guy, you know, the electronic ticket.
Yeah.
What's to keep, even if it's legit, them sending the same electronic ticket to 15 different people?
I think there's some type of website portal that when you do it, it can only be done once. Like, okay, you have to log in and do it. A great question, but they have some security protocols in there that they can't do that. It's almost like, have you ever done the Tampa Bay Lightning's all paperless now? And they do it. You have to go in, log in, and accept that ticket, so it's no longer available for anyone else to accept.
Well, to answer that question, I'm spoiled. So when you're media, you don't have electronic tickets. You know,
you got your credentials. You exactly. Go wherever you want.
Exactly. Has anything come up over, you know, the week, 10 days that kind of shocked you? Kind of like, we're prepared for it, but we didn't expect it.
You know, the biggest thing so far is we keep telling people, stop flying drones. You know, they can be used as a weapon. They can be used and maybe hurt people. They're up in the air. They're interfering with our helicopters and our aviation that's up there. It's like, stop being that curious that you have to send your drone down the Riverwalk. And God forbid you do it over by the stadium, because we've made probably 7 or 8 contacts so far where we have a task force with our partners at the City of Tampa and the FBI. And we're knocking on your door. A lot of them don't know. We have the technology, that counter technology, that we know who's flying that drone and the GPS coordinates. We're coming to talk to you. And these warnings that we've been issuing, it's not going to be a warning here coming soon. So I think what surprised me, when you tell everyone, listen, don't fly your drone on Monday, you do a big press conference, and we've had 8 people fly drones. Like, what? I don't understand why. You know. So other than that, No, nothing of surprise yet. I think the biggest, I can't say that people get mad at me. I don't think the biggest surprise is that the Bucks are in the stadium. I mean, in the Super Bowl. It's just the all the dynamics afterwards that I think we weren't prepared for. That, listen, our home team is actually the home team in the Super Bowl. And that created some challenges. But again, welcome challenges.
I'm saying this sarcastically. Yes. Wouldn't it have been funny, though, if Kansas City was the home team? You know, so they would have had the Bucks locker room, and the Bucks would have had the USF
Randy,
locker
that,
room.
That rumor came out. That rumor came out that the Buccaneers were the visiting team, and they'd have to go to the visiting locker room, and they'd have to be on the opposite side of the sidelines, and that came out. And then we had a meeting Monday with the NFL because all those rumors started Sunday when they beat Green Bay. And then Monday, they're like, there's no such thing. That's a rumor. The NFC team is the home team, which just happens to be the Buccaneers. But that was a great rumor that got started. We're like, well, that's weird, you know.
And the other big controversy, and I can't get fans, and we know fans is short for fanatics, they still want to know why that the cannons won't go off after a Buccaneer score. And I keep telling them, because it's not a Buccaneer stadium.
Right.
It's an NFL stadium.
It is. You still have to make it a fair and impartial. As I think I saw
unfortunately this morning
with the algorithms they use with ticket sales that it was 76% Bucks fans have purchased the tickets so far. So it's going to be like a home game. And I was flying over the stadium looking at some different security measures, and I saw that there's still some Buccaneer logos like going into the tunnels and stuff. They covered up mostly everything. I thought they would all be done by now. So maybe they're going to leave that up. So between the ship being up, even though it'll display the Super Bowl banner, it's going to feel like a home game for the Bucks.
Now, I heard, and I don't know if this is true, that they're going to use the cannons for introductions.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yeah, they are going to use them sparingly at different times. But again, it won't be for a touchdown. So again, I think that would be a little unfair.
Who's running the cannons? Do you know?
Oh, yeah, they have a Buck.
The Bucks people or the NFL people?
No. Bucks people will run it for that. That's controlled. I mean, you know how expensive that ship was. It was over $1 million when they purchased it and put it in the stadium.
So with 1 minute left, the Bucks are up by 9. You don't think that Buccaneer employee is going to say, it's worth losing the job over?
I don't know. I'll be the nervous one running back to my truck to get to the hotel or wherever the final meeting place is, knowing that the team's going to be there. But probably going to be a lot of fans thinking that they're entitled to come to that party, too. So we will switch gears real quick if it's Bucks ahead by 9 coming down to the end.
Will you be able to enjoy the game at all? I know you're going to be working, but, I mean, can you kind of do both?
I am. It'll be a long day. I know I'm out Saturday and Sunday starting at 6 in the morning, and my last event's over. I'll leave early at midnight on Saturday, back out again on my first assignment is at 6 a.m. It'll be busy going to the team hotel, going to different places, making sure everything's set. But I'll go back home. I'll get my wife. I got invited to one of the Buccaneer tailgate parties. Very gracious invitation. I'll go to that. I'll change. I'll get out of my uniform. I'll go to that and then go to the game. I'll be there kind of doing quasi both. My wife and her family will be there. So I'll be being the father, being the husband, being the good son-in-law. At the same time, certainly we'll be listening and monitoring the radio intently.
See, I wouldn't do that. Just like we talk about all the UFC guys, if I was a UFC champion, I would go everywhere in that belt. I would go everywhere in the uniform.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
It opens up a lot of doors, right? This is the only time. You know, I could go wherever. Who's going to, this sounds horrible. Who's going to stop me? You know, you could go wherever. Same thing at the UFC fights. These fighters go wherever they want. They're gods in there. I'm like, take advantage of it. If you're going to a nightclub where another UFC fighter's being honored, or he's the guest, the paid appearance, whatever it may be, I want to ride on those coattails. Let's have some fun.
Have you watched the UFC lately?
I have.
I know that we talked last year. What was your thoughts on Connor?
Yes.
Poirier?
My thoughts are I wish I would have put more money on Poirier being a 500-point underdog. But always root for him. I know Conor McGregor's certainly extremely talented, and I would never take away from that. But I think, and you guys will probably feel the same thing, there's a lot of responsibility that comes along with being a champion. Sure. And I think that's where he's failed. He's good in the ring. He fails as a champion. When you have a Poirier who wasn't telling people, I'm going to knock him out in the first round and do all this, he's like, listen, I've been working my butt off. This is for me, my family. I'm grateful for the opportunity, and I'm just begging all of you, don't count me out. I mean, I got to root for that guy all day long.
Yeah, I'm definitely happy for him. I think he'll fight for the title next.
I hope so. I'll be rooting for him. There's a lot of good fighters up and coming. And hopefully as they start introducing some fans, I know there's fans over in Abu Dhabi. I don't see the three of us going over there anytime to catch a fight, but I know they loved it. I was talking to some members at the UFC and the executive staff, and when it was here, they loved the turnout, and they were already talking about excited getting back here and having fights back in Tampa.
No, they definitely love Tampa. I know they did Jacksonville, Miami, Orlando. Yeah. They do a lot. John Jones going up to heavyweight. You intrigued about that?
Yeah, of course. Obviously. I just wonder if he can keep the same conditioning. You guys watched how he trained. Yeah. He reminds me of you,
that's
train.
All he needs to hear.
Oh, man, he knows I'm a fan.
We're the same.
But we're the same. But you know, the way he trained in the water and the way he trains to this cardio, I just wonder if, you know, we always think this, and this is nothing to take anything away from any type of heavyweights, but you always wonder, does he think that this is a trade-off? You know, I'm going to go up so I don't have to work as hard. I don't have to build that cardio up as much because there's not a lot of heavyweights that are going to be able to match my cardiovascular skills. I don't know, but certainly intriguing. You know, I lost a lot of faith in him too. You know, I'm certainly not getting on my soapbox when you've been given and you're blessed with such an opportunity. Think what you wouldn't sacrifice for one of these opportunities. And when you throw it away for some type of drug or addiction.
For stupidity.
Thank you. For stupidity. You know, that's hard for me to, and I'm not discounting addiction. Listen, it's a real thing. Feel horrible for people struggling with addiction, but sometimes I think it's different in some of these cases. Some of these athletes, some of these superstars, some of these mega blockbuster stars, they do it, and it's not an addiction. They do it because it's part of the intriguement, and I'm going to do it, and why? Because I can.
Right. You know, it's a shame, going back to Conor real quick, because I almost said it when you were talking about him, you know, about what he's done in the octagon, and I'm going to say he's failed as a person.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go one step further, and it's a shame because his story was incredible.
Yes.
Homeless, making $165 a week or by week on unemployment, you know, and now has everything, you know, in front of him. And just the disrespect that he has shown is, it's a shame.
Yeah, you can't let anything or money, anything define you. You have to stay you, and he should have stayed him. It's what made him successful.
Yeah, it's a shame. Well, Sheriff, thank you very much for stopping by. I do want to tell you this. All right, if you got something in a minute. But I have 150, 200 liners, and your liner from last year is one of the top three that I have ever had, and we run it constantly.
Oh, you guys are great.
It's the best.
So we're Knockout Radio. We're talking to Tampa's own Sheriff Chad Cronister. You know, you're always dressed for TV. You know, you're always clean cut and the hair done perfectly as myself. And we appreciate that.
Yeah, coming from the guy wearing a snazzy vest there.
Yes, sir. But, you know, recently we did see you on TV. We lost Corporal Brian Levine. I know it's a heavy content, but I want to give you an opportunity to, what can we do for the family? Is there anything we can still do to help the family in need and make sure that he's not forgotten?
Yeah, that probably one of the most difficult times I had as sheriff. I remember seeing the previous sheriff struggling when we had to bury a deputy. He was killed in a car crash from an impaired driver, and that was tough to swallow. Someone who was intentionally killed, someone who was murdered, that was horrible for me, and I had to go talk to the family at the hospital and notify them. It was probably the worst thing I've ever had to do as a sheriff, but then I hope you guys can understand, probably one of the best things I had to do as the sheriff too. It helped me grow, keeping in contact with the wife, and it made me appreciate my role. It made me appreciate this community even more. The number of condolences, the letters, the phone calls, the text messages, the different items that were sent to the office, it will humble any person in the world. And to know how grateful the family was, the ceremony that we said we were going to make fit for royalty, along with the 7-mile procession to make sure the community had an opportunity to say goodbye and celebrate his life and the legacy that he leaves behind. I tell you what, if you said, hey, Chad, I'm going to say a prayer for their family, that would be more than $50 million, because you know, it wasn't about the money. And I'm not discounting money. Money's important. But for them, he was set to retire. He had one more ship to go. So his financial affairs were in order. You know, he did everything to raise his two adult children. His wife retired. It was his turn to retire. They had this long list of things, the bucket list items they were going to check off and obviously make it just about them finally doing everything that we need to do as parents. And they won't have that opportunity. That was stolen from them. But if any type of letter, people can send it to the sheriff's office. If you have something you want to send, correspondence, email me, send it to the sheriff's office. And then once a week, we take it to the family, from 3-year-olds that draw something for the family to a donation of a dollar. But we do have the Lynn Sowers Foundation, and they can get that at hcso.com. It's the Lynn Sowers Foundation. We created that almost 20 years ago, and that's a fund that we use to take care of our employees. If we have an employee who doesn't have the money to bury their family, if it's an employee doesn't have money to fly home to a sick parent, this is our foundation that we can take care of one of our own 4,000 employees. So please, I'm not asking for it, but they can certainly donate there, and we'll make sure that money gets right back to the family. We're doing a lot of different things. There were so many people who came out that poor, and the support has been tremendous. And he was a big teacher. He taught himself how to jiu-jitsu, right. You know, yeah. is a brown belt.
And I didn't even know it. You brought that
part
up.
Of the Gracie family.
That was a hobby.
Yeah.
That was, hey, I think I want to go. And it was a hobby. Then his daughter followed it and did it too. He was bored, so he taught himself Spanish. He was always a teacher. He taught so many. He was a field train officer for almost 30 years, and he was always mentoring and teaching and training. So we thought a fitting gift would be I hope his wife's not listening. I'm really letting the cat out of the bag. But we're going to start a scholarship in his name for someone who wants to go to the criminal justice, you know, something like that. It will be the Sergeant Brian Levine Scholarship Fund. So if it's someone like us come from our humble beginnings that can't afford to go to college, some lucky individual, fortunate individual is going to go to college here in the Tampa Bay area because of Brian Levine.
Wow. That is awesome.
I'll be so fortunate to have you represent us. Thank you.
And anything that we can do to help, not just in this, but everything.
Thank you, guys. You guys are so supportive of the community. We love having you here. We're certainly glad that you use Tampa Bay as your home. And anytime you ever want me on the show, you know I'm a phone call where I think they were all looking sideways when they sent me a message. They're like, Knockout Radio. I'm like, no, that's my buddies. That's my buddies. I said, absolutely. I think they were like, they're going to run interference. I'm like, no. I got to come on the show and take care of my guys. We've been talking about this a year ago.
Awesome. Well, again, we're going to send you more 8-Man Strong. I hope you got it last year.
Yes, I did. Thank you very kindly.
So we will send you some more of that. Thank you very much. Enjoy work on this weekend.
Absolutely. God bless everyone. You take care. Stay safe. Good to see you guys.
Let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from the Tampa Convention Center. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
The biggest bare knuckle event ever, Knuckle Mania. Friday, February 5th, live on pay-per-view. Featuring the highly anticipated debut of Paige VanZant against bare knuckle veteran Britton Hart. Plus, brutal Johnny Bedford defends his 135-pound title against the undefeated Dat Nguyen. And Chris the Crippler Lieben returns to face Quentin Henry. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship presents Knuckle Mania. Friday, February 5th, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on pay-per-view.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Join us on February 14th from noon till 3 p.m. at the Sarasota Polo Club for the Sport of Kings in the exclusive Polo Clubhouse. As a VIP, you'll enjoy an open bar, great food, VIP parking, a VIP gift bag, and much, much more. Go to festivalsofspeed.com for more info, directions, and how to purchase your VIP tickets. What a unique way to spend Valentine's Day and make this day a day you will never forget.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
You get that liner almost.
Makes it all worth it.
Almost. Not quite, but almost. He's the best. So when he came over last year and he's like, you introduced him and I said, Sheriff, nice to meet you. He goes, no, it's Chad.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No, it's Sheriff. Or Sheriff Cronister. And he goes, no, it's Chad.
That's.
And he laughed.
But that's what you want in your sheriff, in your leader. You want that approachability.
Somebody that you can relate to.
Absolutely.
Right. You don't want, especially in what's going on, you want to feel comfortable, with the police, with the sheriff.
Absolutely.
This is the head guy.
The head guy.
Who treats you like you are somebody.
And the sheriff sets the tone for the department and for the way that the relations between the community and such interact. So it's an honor to be represented by him. I'm a resident of Hillsborough County.
And I'm not.
And I'm grateful for that, and no one better to represent our Tampa Bay area during the Super Bowl when all eyes are upon us.
Yeah, and let's figure out a way that we can help and get involved, with that scholarship fund.
Absolutely.
And I like that the scholarship fund is to go to college locally.
Sure.
Absolutely. And I'm sure, hopefully, it's to stay locally, and let's just try to, get bigger, get better, and move on.
So, absolutely. It's great.
Definitely a good dude. So we are hanging out here at the convention center as we get ready for Brooks Bowl 55.
You call it Brooks Bowl. I'm over it. I don't think he was that big of a star. He wasn't that great of a buck.
Okay. First and foremost, and try to be honest for one time in your life.
Okay.
Are you saying it just to piss me off?
No.
Or do you believe that?
I mean, the only reason we're calling it that is because he wore number 55.
Well, of course.
But it has nothing to do with, him. It's just the number, and then he was like...
First of all, he's one of only three players ever in the history of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to have a gold jacket.
Yeah.
Say that he's mediocre, whether you liked him or not, and I'm going to, I think there's been times that he's been given a whole lot more because of what a nice guy he is. The guy is still a Hall of Famer. Would you take him as your very first pick at linebacker? I don't know. But because of his off the field, it elevates him in some people's opinions.
Sure, of course. I mean, that always goes outside the lines. I mean,
It shouldn't. But it shouldn't. One should have absolutely nothing to do with the other.
So let's go down the list. I've got a list of the best athletes who wore number 55.
Okay.
Do you want to go down that list?
Sure.
Junior Seau.
Okay.
Dikembe Mutombo.
Derek Brooks. He didn't play the middle linebacker position well.
These are the best athletes that wore number 55.
Okay.
It doesn't say football player. You want football?
No. Go ahead.
Terrell Suggs, Oral Hershiser, Tim Lincecum, Larry Murphy.
Is that it?
That's it.
So that's of all the teams, of all everything that's played, there's six of them.
Well, no, my internet just crashed.
No.
So it's, well, but I'm sharing it with thousands and thousands of media people.
Or tens.
Was it last year 6,000 media people on deck?
I honestly think in less than 1 minute, I could count everybody that's on Radio Row.
That's true and sad.
It's definitely true. It's definitely sad.
But even though it's like, you know, depleted and there's no one here, we're still having live guests. We're still having great content. We're having great interviews. I'm having a great time. It's always great to hang out with you guys. And, you know, and today when I get to call, you know, myself the major. And that was.
See, here's the thing, and I should have brought it up, you know, when we had our guest, because, you know, he went by, you know, I already forgot his nickname, Mr. Wonderful. Okay, that's what Cody Stamann's nickname is, Mr. Wonderful.
Yes.
That was given to him by his coach.
Correct.
The difference is all of these stupid nicknames that you have and that you make up as we go.
They're self-appointed.
They're self, right.
Correct.
Right.
So I call myself the major.
Right. Yes. You will be the only one to do so.
No, that will be. It will catch on. It's catchy. It's trendy.
It's really not.
No, you don't like Major McClellan?
No.
Wow.
it's in the same category as the rest of your stupid nicknames. You know, but that's okay. All right, bottom of the hour. We want to thank Sheriff Cronister for stopping by. We're going to send him out, like I said, some gear from Ape Man Strong. Oh, we just came back from break. So
I looked
at the time. I looked at the time, and, you know, it's break time. You know, when you're on that clock, you're supposed to stay on it, but we won't.
Well, how great was that? That Chad, you know, listened to his liner from last year, right? Like, that's incredible.
He did remind me a lot of you, like how you laugh at your own jokes that are not very funny. He laughed and thought that was a great liner.
We're both ready for TV. We both had our suits on. He has a green jacket. I have a gray one.
I like your bulletproof vest.
Yes, it is nice. You got to keep it. You never know when something's going to go down.
So I think the latest with MLB is they plan on pitchers, catchers reporting soon, and that they're going to go with the regular 162. Do you even care? I could care if baseball ever plays again.
Man, that's tough. Yes, I don't care.
I don't miss it.
I mean, I miss October. I miss the hunt for October.
I don't.
I love the playoffs.
I don't. I don't miss anything. You know, I even said off the air, I'm not sure I'll ever travel again. I'm not sure I'm going to get in a car and go to Lakeland on Friday.
You will, because you're being driven limousine style.
I don't know. You know, when you take something away and you now haven't had it,
right?
You don't crave it.
Well, you do if you're Chick-fil-A. If it's on Sunday, you want that damn chicken because it's Sunday, and they say, no, you can't have this. And you're like, you know what? I will get three tomorrow to make up for what I couldn't have.
Well, here's the difference between you and me.
Okay.
See, I'm a thinker.
Oh, you get it
on
Saturday.
Don't be a stinker. I do. I do.
Yep.
There's one across the street, and there's numerous times that I'll go and get it Saturday night and stick it in the refrigerator, and I have it on Sunday. So for all you people that crave it on Sunday, you know what I'm going to tell you. I go into the refrigerator and get it.
So what's the address in case I need to come by on Sunday?
There's many Chick-fil-A's that you can go to on
no,
Saturday.
I need your address, because when I don't plan ahead and it's Sunday and I'm craving chicken with hate that I never want any other time of the week,
you know how
I'm
else,
coming to your house.
You know how else I plan ahead? When you come to a facility like the Tampa Convention Center, where they have a soft drink company that I don't drink.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I barely, you know, I've had two sips of this Mountain Dew. It was really just to get something in.
Sure.
I have a cooler in the car. I go everywhere with a cooler in the car.
You do. You do. I've been there. I've been a witness. I've been your server before. Bartender, if you will.
Well, I don't know about that. Server. You wasn't the bartender.
Never got a tip.
Well, you're never going to.
Oh.
You want a tip? Brush your teeth. So I was working at a pizza place once. Ironically, it was back in the day at the old mall that was in Pinellas Park, and I was working it with a buddy, and you know, I didn't know what I was doing, but you know, I needed the money, and so the guy made the pizza. I would always make the cheesesteaks and such. You know, they teach you, and I'm sure you know this as an entrepreneur. When you make a cheesesteak, you use 2.5 full onions, so that you only have to put one little slither of steak.
Oh, right, you know, right. Yeah, of course.
Onions is cheaper than...
Or you put up a full cup of ice to, like, so you don't give much product.
Right, right.
Yeah, of course.
So I carry the pizza out to the guy, and the guy gives me a tip. And whoever it was that was working with me, who I knew, I just don't remember who it was, goes, where's my tip? He goes, I got a tip for you. Brush your teeth. It was hilarious. The guy didn't know what to do. He just looked at him like,
So, really? So you never told me you had pizza experience. I could use you on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
It will be the second busiest day of the year.
What's the busiest?
Halloween.
Really?
Yeah, because people sit at home individually. They're at the home. They're waiting for trick-or-treaters. They don't want to cook and miss all the excitement of the trick-or-treaters. Obviously, non-COVID trick-or-treating. But so traditionally, Halloween is the busiest day of pizza. Super Bowl is different. So it's big group orders. It's massive orders because everybody's together. So this year, who knows what's going to happen?
Hold on a second. Let me turn you on. I didn't know you were going to jump on board.
You didn't know I was going to join the show?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Well, maybe me and Randy could be celebrity delivery drivers.
I got an idea. Oh. No, I'm not interested.
What are you talking about?
All the tip money we'll make.
When I was in Brazil, Pele, the soccer phenom from Brazil, he actually did a skit on the TV show where he delivered pizzas. And he would show up and deliver pizzas. And people freaked out. They lost their mind.
Of course, yeah.
Because Pele came to their house to deliver him a pizza.
So an athlete that's close. There's not many that's on the same level as Pele.
Oh, thank you. I'm pretty.
You know, the other two soccer players who I don't know their names. Who are they? Ronaldo?
Ronaldinho. I've never heard of Neymar Jr.
Neymar. So probably the most famous basketball player to ever come out of the country of Brazil is Oscar Schmidt.
Yes.
And I've told you this story
numerous times. Number
14. And I'm at my son's basketball game at a local high school, and there's this guy sitting there. Nobody had any clue who he was. Nobody cared who he was. You know, Hulk Hogan went there. I told you he didn't. Nick and Brooke did for a couple days. Montel Williams' daughter went there. So nobody really cared. It was a lot like Plant. And he's just sitting there minding his own business. When I realized who he was, I didn't fan out. I wasn't you. I wasn't a tool. But I went over and we started to talk, and it was awesome to talk to one of the top five legends of Brazil in Oscar Schmidt.
Well, I wouldn't say you didn't fan out. You have an autographed Oscar Schmidt jersey in your possession. So you were a fan of some sort of an autograph.
I didn't ask for it.
Oh. Did he get your autograph? Did you give him one of yours?
I'm trying to think. But no, I didn't ask for the jersey.
No. Oh.
You know, it was presented to me. You know, so yeah, Sean and I both have one.
And can I get one?
No.
But that's my team.
I don't care.
It's Flamengo. It's Rio de
Janeiro. Everything is that.
It's Carioca.
Every team, you know, it's not just the basketball. Their soccer is the same logo and everything, the red and black.
It's so the Yankees of Brazil. Either you love them or you hate them, but it's the national team.
Have they won recently?
I don't know. Like it doesn't matter. Yankees?
Well,
it doesn't matter.
If they're like the Yankees of America, they haven't won in a long time.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if they win or lose. They're still the national team. That's the team. That's who you want to play for when you're a kid growing up fantasizing. I want to be a Laker. I want to be a Celtic. I want to be a Yankee. I want to be a Cowboy. That's it. The Cowboys haven't won in 58 years.
I want to be Tom Brady.
Do you really?
I do.
Because he has a Brazilian wife?
You
like that? I brought it all back.
Is he not the GOAT?
He's the GOAT.
And just everything. You know, Tom Brady is one of those guys. You know, we've had the opportunity to talk via Zoom all year long. There's just certain people that don't even look real. Tom Brady doesn't even look real. When the Patriots came down and we were able to cover, you know, in person, he looked like a transformer. You know, just as he's walking, I mean, just everything about him. I'm not saying phony. I'm just saying he doesn't look real. He doesn't look human.
Well, what you have to love about Tom Brady is for 20 years, and similar to Jordan, and he never gets involved in controversies or scandals. Or I mean, he had Deflategate, which is, you know, like apparently he took some air out of a ball or something.
Allegedly.
But I mean, let's be honest. The guy's been squeaky clean for 20 years. You know, he's the real deal. He's the GOAT. He says the right thing at the right time. He does the right thing at the right time. How can you not love the guy? Right. I mean, how can you not respect like a 20-year career? Yes, anybody could fool people for a year or two, in my case, three, to be on this program. But, you know, to do it for 20 years with all these different people, all the world's eyes on you, I think he's really, truly the GOAT and probably the best ambassador for the sport that they've ever had.
And he's nice.
And he's got a Brazilian wife like I do. So we're pretty much brothers.
Far from it.
Tom B stands for Tom Brothers. Like, that's me. Tom's brother.
I don't know.
You know,
I don't know where you get the guy.
I don't know where I get the patience.
Who's more iconic, Tom Brady or me? I mean, look at the hair. In a crowd, you're not going to pick out Tom Brady. He looks like Waldo.
I agree. No, honestly.
He dresses like Waldo. At Walmart, if you walk through in a Waldo jacket, you would never find him.
I agree 100%, and I've always said this. Your clown outfit definitely stands you out.
Mohawk. A gladiator outfit.
No, clown.
Not clown. Clowns are like McDonald's.
All right, John, let me ask you a question. And then I'm going to, matter of fact, just because I don't want to hear from him, I'm turning him off. So he's not even on.
Okay.
When you look at this clown, okay?
Okay.
And you look at this getup, what's the first thing that you think of? And what tool would it be? Would it be a hammer? Would it be a chisel? Would it be, because he looks like a tool. So give me your opinion.
Screwdriver.
Screwdriver. Okay. See, he's talking into a mic that's not even turned on. Yeah. It is phenomenal. So there you are. So that's your new name. You're now a screwdriver.
Screwdriver? A flathead or a Phillips?
Doesn't matter. Still about, screwy. I think I'll be, it matter which you know way what? You look at.
Call me the impact driver because I'm impactful. I make things happen. That's what I do. Impact driver. Sponsored by? Well, I was just saying, looking for sponsors. I mean, maybe like Ryobi or you know somebody's listening, Home Depot. We got a steel company we could use. What do you use? What's your main vendor tools?
Snap-on.
Oh, Snap-on.
No.
No Snap-on. Mac tools?
I would say our main probably be DeWalt.
DeWalt.
DeWalt. Mm-hmm. Well, let them know that you have an impact driver commercial who's looking brand. For a commercial
no,
brand.
DeWalt. Let them know that you have a dummy, a dummy that would like to use some of their products. He's a dummy.
The impact one. I need a campaign. Let's do it. Well, DeWalt, reach out.
We're yeah, ready sure. For you. Yeah, they're going to reach out to you.
If they hurry up, I can get them on the media row at Super Bowl 55, or as you like to call it, Brooks Bowl.
Brooks Bowl. You're not allowed. You can be sued for saying that, right?
Really?
I think so.
No.
Everything is the big game. Like you can't advertise. You can't.
Yeah,
you
but that's a event that's not sanctioned by the league. I mean, that's like a nightclub having. They can't have a performer come in and sing. A rap or whatever and call it the Super Bowl
the party. Super Bowl rap?
They have to call it the big game because it's not affiliated with the NFL. But this is Media Row for the NFL. This is in conjunction with.
At what point are we going to start talking about the game? Do we do that today? Do we do it tomorrow? Do we wait till Friday? Or do we not do it at all?
Well, you have to do it.
I still say as we walk around here, we walked around outside, the one trailer that they had of merchandise was gone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's gone.
They had a merchandise trailer sitting outside of the convention center.
Maybe they sold out.
How do you sell out? There's $53 million of counterfeit crap up in Pasco County.
Did you see I was trying to hide the helmet when he was talking about counterfeit stuff? I was like, I was trying to hide it so he didn't see the helmet.
Why?
Well, I don't know where it came from. What if that's part of the...
I just want to know who invests all that money to do that and think they're actually going to get away with all that.
Well, I would say... What we didn't ask Sheriff Cronister, was it $53 million invested, which I'm going to assume it's not.
Or value.
Or $53 million of value.
Probably.
So if you get a T-shirt that costs 30 cents that you're selling for 40, you can lose X and you're still going to make money.
Right.
That's how you're able to negotiate. Yeah. Anytime they're willing to negotiate down, it means that it's
fake.
And before, if we're going to talk about football, before the break, I did mention that there are 7 franchises in NFL history that have won back-to-back Super Bowls.
And you were wrong?
No, it's just true.
Oh, I figured you were
but,
wrong.
But the,
we'll get to I'll
again,
let you,
you're going
to yeah, I'll let you run down who those 7 are and verify that you're right this time. When we return, let's hit this break real quick. Coming to you live from the Tampa Convention Center as we get ready for Sunday's game, the Chiefs, the Buccaneers. It's going to be fun. Some of us will be there. You will not. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Trent Dilfer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The biggest bare knuckle event ever, Knuckle Mania. Friday, February 5th, live on pay-per-view.
featuring the highly anticipated debut of Paige VanZant against bare-knuckle veteran Britton Hart. Plus, brutal Johnny Bedford defends his 135-pound title against the undefeated Dat Nguyen. And Chris the Crippler Lieben returns to face Quentin Henry. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship presents Knuckle Mania. Friday, February 5th, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on pay-per-view.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Join us on February 14th from noon to 3 p.m. at the Sarasota Polo Club for the Sport of Kings in the exclusive Polo Clubhouse. As a VIP, you'll enjoy an open bar, great food, VIP parking, a VIP gift bag, and much, much more. Go to festivalsofspeed.com for more info, directions, and how to purchase your VIP tickets. What a unique way to spend Valentine's Day and make this day a day you will never forget.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Adam Richman, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
We are back, closing couple minutes here of the Wednesday broadcast from the Tampa Convention Center as we get ready for the big game on Sunday. I want to get something off my chest. I meant to do it earlier. We've kind of been running crazy, but I want to ask our two guests that are sitting here, Steve and John, to give me your opinion. And hopefully neither one of you guys do this, because then it'll make me look bad, but whatever. Give me your thoughts when Toolbag over here, when he takes a picture and he always makes the fist. Do you make a fist when you take a picture?
No.
Do you make a fist?
Yeah,
I do. Do you really?
I'm big with the peace sign.
Peace is better, I guess, than the...
I mean,
we are a combat radio program. It's all about combat sports. The knuckle and the fist is actually part of the logo on your banner.
And more people ripped about the picture yesterday where you were standing like...
Well, it was an angle in which the camera guy was. I was at an odd angle. It was
an odd picture.
But I always do this.
That was cool. I like that.
I do it when I'm either taking a picture with a fighter,
sure,
or a bodybuilder or somebody in this world and it's hey, guns out.
Guns out, yeah. I mean, I'm surprised Crawford didn't give me a ticket or a citation for these things. I mean,
I don't know what's going on, but I think as of right now, none of you guys can be heard. Yeah, so I guess I'm going to take over the show. I don't know why where you guys went. I know, and we can hear everybody, but for some reason, it's only me. So just the way I like it. So now that's something to get off my chest, which is really works out perfect since we only have a couple minutes left and for whatever reason, our equipment is going poo-poo. So a handler comes to us yesterday, and I won't necessarily throw this former Buccaneer under the bus, but somebody, a handler came up and said, hey, would you be interested in getting said player on? He has a story. He has this. He has that. And we said, sure. They said, these are the times we have available. And we said, okay, we'll take 145. So when I produce the show here on location, you know, we schedule a 10-minute block. Then I might leave for a 5-minute and then a break just in case if somebody's running late or whatever. Because, again, this last year we had people walking by right and left. Marshall Falk. Didn't he even do the show last year? Okay. So you know, people are walking by. You grab them real quick. So you don't mind missed opportunities because so many other people are walking around. So this player, former player, was going to come at 1:45. I believe nobody came until 4:15. And the handler said, oh, well, we walked by, but we saw you had other people sitting down. Okay. What happened to the 1:45? What would you like to do it again tomorrow? And we said, sure, what's available? So they picked a time of 3:15 or 3:30. You know, I can look on the schedule that I did. 3:15, okay? So we had the sheriff set for 2:15. We had somebody else set for 2:45. We had the 2:05 with Cody. So it was all set. So as we get ready to start the show, the handler walks over and says, listen, we're going to be done early. And I looked at him with that dumb face of mine and like, I don't care. And well, can you take us early? She said. And I said, no, we have other guests. And to be blatantly honest with you, we didn't. It was just out of principle. No, we have to keep it at 3:15. So then she was like, well, we're going to get out early if you can't move. I said, well, then bye. You know, it was so arrogant. It's the Conor McGregor arrogance, you know, of everybody's going to stop for you. I wouldn't stop for Conor McGregor. I don't know if they can hear you, so I don't even know if it's worth you talking.
I'm going to say it anyway.
People can't hear you.
But you can hear
us. Yeah. I understand that. And Matt said that he didn't know who the person was. I did. You know, you knew who he was, and if you're a Buccaneer fan, you knew who he was, and that's not the point. I don't care who it is. I mean, it could have been Derek. It could have been Warren Sapp, and everybody knows my relationship with Warren. It could have been any of them. But not once, not twice, but three times to change the time when everything is scheduled out. And even if it's not, I'm not going to bump somebody when I think somebody else is coming. And that's what happened at Torta Pizza a couple weeks ago.
Hey, and she wanted to bring him before the show even started.
Yeah. Like, you know, can you tape it again? I don't know what's going on. I don't think they can hear. I don't think they can hear you. Okay, we'll just turn him off because there's no reason for him to be talking other than you're disturbing into my ear as we are talking. All right, so we are going to try to produce a couple guests tomorrow. Then we have the fight on Friday. We may get Johnny Bedford on tomorrow depending on when the weigh-in, which is 8 a.m. in the morning, is the real one. I still don't even know where. The fake one is at 4 o'clock. At the RP, I think it's RP Funding Center. That's where the fight is on Friday. We still have another pair of tickets to give away to that as well. So hit me up on Twitter, hit me up on Facebook. Tell me why you want to go. And we're not French. I will pull a winner later today. And then we're going to do the $50 gift certificate to Country Depot on Friday. And again, all you need to do to register is go to their Facebook page, take a picture of their Facebook, take a picture of one of the items in their store, just anything that shows me that you went to their Facebook, and you will register. Trust me, $50 will get you something really cool, and $50 is more than enough for you to warrant driving up there, getting a free item, and who knows, you may find something cool. Sports items, country items. I have stuff that's on my brand new porch that I got from Country Depot. It's definitely worth the drive up there for sure. Maybe start there and then end up in Lakeland on Friday when Paige Van Zandt takes on Bret Hart. And I'm looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun. All I got to do is get my lazy butt up and get it in a car so I get up to Lakeland. Years past, I wouldn't want to drive up I-4 on a Friday Super Bowl weekend because, and I know you can't talk, John, but when we went to Ebor and we went to the media party, the zoo of traffic was awful. But we'll talk more about it tomorrow. Hopefully we'll get fixed whatever is the issue. And have a great night. Coming to you live from the Tampa Convention Center, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Show.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is LaDainian Thomas, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.